Hastings.
Thank you. Welcome, everyone. I will call the Senate Finance and Revenue Committee to order. We have several items on our agenda, and we will start by calling the roll.
Senator Findley.
Senator Findley, present by video.
Senator Riley.
Present by video.
Senator Wagner.
Wagner is present by video.
Vice Chair Boqvist.
Boqvist is present on audio.
Madam Chair Burdick.
Present by video. For those who are watching the committee, we're going to change the order just a little bit. Normally, we try to stay in order so people can come and go in the waiting room. But today, we are going to take up SCR 18 first, and then we'll follow the regular order of the agenda. So I will open a public hearing on Senate Concurrent Resolution 18.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
The resolution recognizes and honors Elfrida Bales for her service to the Department of Revenue.
That's wonderful. And we will start off by her state senator, Deb Patterson.
Thank you so much, Madam Chair, Chair Burdick and Vice Chair Boqvist and honorable members of the committee. Thank you for letting me join you today. Yep. For the record, my name is Deb Patterson. I'm state senator for Senate District 10, which includes South and West Salem, Turner and Almsville, Monmouth and Independence. And today I come before you in support of Senate Concurrent Resolution 18, which recognizes the distinguished, historic, and continuing service of Mrs. Elfrida Bales of Almsville to the state of Oregon. I cannot begin to imagine what our state would be like if not for the dedicated service of individuals like Elfrida Bales, who's here with us today, as is her son. Her legacy reaches longer than her incredible 60 years of service as a public employee. While with the Department of Revenue, Mrs. Bales has passed the milestone of the longest serving state employee in Oregon state history. But Elfrida Bales has done more than just work for the state. Her dedication includes a lifetime of work as an engaged member of her community, serving as a member and president of the Salem, Oregon chapter of the Rotana Club, which is a professional women's club, national chair of Rotana, chairperson of the Mother's Club of Almsville Elementary School, an active member of her church, and doing all this while raising her children and being fully involved in the lives of her grandchildren today. It's indeed an honor to speak in favor of this concurrent resolution. I know there will be others speaking as well. And I invite the members of this committee to help honor Elfrida Bales' lifetime of service and continuing service with a yes vote on SCR 18. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there questions of Senator Patterson? Okay, thank you, Senator Patterson.
Thank you.
Next, we have Raquel Moore Green, Representative Raquel Moore Green. Are you here? I don't see the representative, so Donita, if you could let me know when she gets in the room and we'll pick her up. So I will turn it over now to Betsy Imholt, the director of the Oregon Department of Revenue. It's hard, I'm not seeing Do we see Betsy in there?
Apologize, I was on mute.
Ah, good.
It sounds wrong. Hi, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Betsy Imholt, and I serve as director of the Oregon Department of Revenue. It is my honor to be with you today and to testify in support of SCR 18 to commemorate the remarkable 60-year work anniversary of Elfrida Bales. When Elfrida came to work for the state of Oregon, Dwight Eisenhower was president and Mark Hatfield was governor. In February of this year, we officially celebrated her 60th anniversary at the Oregon Department of Revenue, where she's a valued member of our team that processes paper tax returns. Elfrida has seen every change come and go during her service with DOR, different processes, buildings, computers, colleagues and friends. And in fact, her service predates the department itself. She actually worked for our predecessor, the Oregon Tax Commission. Alfreda's first decade with the department, she met her husband while working here. They had two children, Dwight and Dwayne also now works for us. So it's really a family affair here. Alfreda is, as Senator Patterson just shared with you, the longest serving state employee in Oregon's history, which is amazing, but she is really so much more than that. She is what's best about public service. She's hardworking, she's unassuming, she shows up and she doesn't ask to be recognized. In her career, she alone has keyed millions of tax returns into the system, although that system has changed, I'm sure, so many times that she's seen. And that has all been in order to get Oregonians their refunds. She is the name and the face that represents so many public servants that make government work that nobody ever hears about. And she's a great team member and she's loved by her colleagues. Alfreda told me that she treats every tax return like it's her own, and that's a commitment that has never wavered. Alfreda's a treasure, and I proudly ask for your support for this measure today. Alfreda and Dwayne are both with us to share a few words. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Oh, thank you. Next we have, I have them in order. If they want to switch, they can, but I have Dwayne Bales before Alfreda Bales. But if they want to switch, you work it out. So welcome to Dwayne Bales or Alfreda.
Good afternoon, Chair. For the record, I am Dwayne Bales, and I'm here to testify in support of Senate Concurrent Resolution 18. I want to thank the director and her staff for everything they have done to prepare this bill, which honors my mother. I also would like to thank Senator Patterson and Representative Moore Green for sponsoring the bill. This bill highlights my mother's years of service to the state and her incredible work ethic that she's passed along to me. The bill is much appreciated, and again, I want to thank everyone who has worked hard to bring it forward. If you have any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them. Thank you, and thank you for letting me testify today.
Thank you. I just have one question. It seems like you turned out very well, given where you work. Did you get enough attention when you were growing up with all her work at the Department of Revenue?
I absolutely did. And in fact, my mom worked sometimes seasonally so she could be home with us while my dad worked as well. So she certainly gave us a lot of attention and a good work ethic.
That's wonderful. Well, we're glad to have you. And thank now you. We have the star of the show, Alfreda Bales.
Chair Burdick and members of the committee, for the record, I'm Alfreda Bales, and I'm here today to testify in support of Senate Concurrent Resolution 18. I would like to thank the director and her staff for everything they have done with this bill. I really, really appreciate it. They've been just great. I would also like to thank Senator Patterson and Representative Moore Green for sponsoring the bill. It means a lot to me. I'm very honored and humbled by this bill. I was really surprised when it was introduced on my behalf. But again, I really appreciate it. If you have any questions, I would be happy to answer them.
Well, Mrs. Bales, I just want to say how honored we all are to have you here today. And you are just the perfect example of what keeps our government running. And those of us on the committee, I think probably more than any other legislator, can fully understand the attention to detail and the diligence that it takes to do your job so well. And I was very moved by Director Imholt's comment that you treat every tax return as if it were your own. And for your 60 years of service, we are so honored to introduce this bill on your behalf. Are there any questions or comments from the committee? Thank you all. Really appreciate it. Next, we will open a public hearing on Senate Bill 136. Chris or Kyle.
So, Madam Chair, I'm Caitlin Harger from the Legislative Revenue Office, and this is the bill I'll be covering.
Okay.
The Senate Bill 136 has a dash one amendment, which adds to the statute a definition of the denominator of the sales factor, and that is new for the committee compared to the last time you saw this bill. This is the broadcaster taxation bill that has been an ongoing work both for the Department of Revenue and for the Motion Picture Association. And the SMS describes exactly what it does, but this is a bill that has been worked on a while to get agreement between the Department of Revenue and the Motion Picture Association, and it deals with how sales are apportioned to the state in the cases of, or in the case of broadcasting. And so the dash one amendment adds that denominator language and also clarifies which components become part of the sales factor. And I'm happy to answer any questions the committee might have on that topic.
Okay, we have signed up, we just added Melissa Patak from the Motion Picture Association. So let's start off with Melissa, if you're here.
It would help to unmute, yes. Thank you, Chair Burdick, members of the committee. My name is Melissa Patak with the Motion Picture Association. I've spoken about this bill at your work session several weeks ago. I don't have anything to add. We did make some clarifications to the bill as Kate outlined some amendments. We are satisfied with this. We appreciate the DOR's attention and of course the LRO. Both Kate and Chris have been tireless on this piece of legislation over a long period of time. We're grateful to them. I'm here to answer any questions that you might have, but other than that, I have nothing additional to add at this point. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, and I appreciate that. Just to remind the committee, we had a hearing on this bill, and the reason we're having another hearing today is to give notice on the amendment, and we've understand that there's a lot of consensus on the amendment, so we expect to work this bill on Thursday. So we have also signed up Marjorie Taylor and Joy Royston from the Oregon Department of Revenue. I don't know if you want to testify or just be here to answer questions. Marjorie?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, for the record, I'm Marjorie Taylor, Legislative Director for the Department of Revenue. And indeed, at our last public hearing, we acknowledged that we could implement the bill as drafted. However, we were taking some time to continue review of the legislation. And since then, had the opportunity to share the same information with the House committee. And then upon further consideration, proposed some changes to LRO, and again, appreciate their work and the conversation that they had with MPA also. And Joe Royston can certainly answer questions about the evolution of our understanding and the amendment that's before you.
Okay, so he'll be on standby if we have questions, and so we'll take next Paul Cosgrove.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Chair Burdick, members of the committee. Paul Cosgrove representing the American Automobile Innovation Alliance. You may wonder why I'm here to testify about a broadcasting bill. And as far as I know, none of our manufacturer members are involved in broadcasting business as you would normally understand it, certainly not the motion picture business, the radio business, or the TV business. I'm here just to discuss a clarification I've discussed with Mr. Olenek, and we have a meeting scheduling to get into it a little bit further depth. The concern is broad of the definition of broadcasting might be enough to encroach upon the communication that manufacturers make with their automobiles after sale for a variety of purposes. Many of those are effectively just like you get an iPhone operating system update. Manufacturers communicate with their automobiles to get them their system updated. I was once told it's not a computer on wheels, it's hundreds of computers on wheels in the modern automobile. And so we have suggested some language to exempt that kind of communication from the definition of broadcasting so that it's treated just like the other income of manufacturers and allocated in that manner rather than in this special manner that you've negotiated with the Motion Picture Association. So further to discussion, Mr. Allen, his staff, we don't want to hold up the bill, but we can get this clarification amendment as either work process, work system on Thursday, or if not, then on the House.
Okay, your audio was really breaking up. Chris, do you want to give us a translation of what he just said?
I apologize.
Sure, Madam Chair, and then Kate can chime in with additional detail. But the issue, the concern that Paul raises is whether or not the definition of broadcasting touches automobiles, current automobiles that transmit electronic data, electronic programming to update the computers that are in computers. Computers that are in cars these days. And so, yeah.
My apologies, Caitlin. I should have bumped this over to you, but do you have anything to add to that?
So, Madam Chair, I would just add that one thing that I believe Paul said is that we're in the process of scheduling a meeting between Paul and LRO to talk about some of the details here, including just kind of the broadscape of the types of updates or the types of interactions between the manufacturer and the vehicle that could come under this umbrella.
Okay, so we may hold this off a little bit longer then. Is that what I'm hearing?
I think if we do have, well, we can try to get this fixed before Friday or Thursday. Then we need to be mindful of the time limits we have on posting amendments and so forth. So that I don't think the language that Paul has suggested is pretty concise. So I don't think it's a major change, but we'll meet with him and figure out if it's necessary. Kate and I have some questions. And then if it does need to be delayed, it shouldn't be too long.
Okay, all right, thank you. Are there questions of the committee of any of these witnesses? Okay, we will close the public hearing on Senate Bill 136, and we will open a work session on Senate Bill 165. Mezin.
Madam Chair and members of the committee, this is Dave Back, Legislative Revenue Office. So we have dash one amendment that you need to adopt. With the dash one amendment, the bill changes revenue distribution from parimutuel betting conducted on historical horse racing from percentage allocation to fixed payouts to Oregon horse organizations. So we have revenue impact on dash one, basically no revenue impact. On general fund, and then we have dash one fiscal. That is basically no fiscal with a very detailed explanation.
Okay, and we have on hand, if there are questions, Dan Jarman, Mike Thiessen, Randy Evers, and Jack McGrail, who all appeared before during the public hearing. But, and I wanted to express my appreciation to Senator Boquist for helping to answer some of the questions that we had after the hearing. So Senator Boquist, do you have a motion on the dash one amendment?
Yes, ma'am. I move the dash one amendment dated 2/12/21 into Senate Bill 165, and then I'll speak to the motion.
Okay. Senator Boquist has moved the dash one amendment to Senate Bill 165. Will you discussion? Do you want to discuss that, or you want to wait to discuss the bill?
No, I don't want to discuss the bill. I just discussed the amendment very briefly, okay. Madam Chair. As you well know, and for committee members, we did reach out to the Racing Commission itself and several other people to understand the dynamics that were in this. And of course, they concurred with what we're doing right now as being the best way to go forward. So given the fact that I don't think there's anyone in the Racing Commission up today, but I wanted that put on the record so that we knew that we had coordinated this between the various agencies. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Is there any other discussion? Okay, will the clerk please call the roll?
Senator Findley?
Senator Findley votes yes.
Senator Riley?
Votes aye.
Senator Wagner?
Wagner is yes.
Vice Chair Boqvist?
Boqvist is yes.
Madam Chair Burdick?
Burdick votes aye. And now, Senator Boqvist, do you have a motion?
Yes, ma'am. I move Senate Bill 165 as amended by the A1 amendment to the floor with a do pass.
Senator Boqvist has moved Senate Bill 165 as amended to the Senate floor with a do pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Seeing no discussion, Danita, please call the roll.
Senator Findley?
Senator Findley votes yes.
Senator Riley?
Votes aye.
Senator Wagner?
Wagner votes yes.
Vice Chair Boqvist?
Boqvist, yes.
Madam Chair Burdick?
Burdick votes aye. Senator Boqvist, at risk of overworking you, I would be very honored if you would carry this bill.
Oh, peachy keen, Madam Chair.
Your enthusiasm is overwhelming. Okay, we'll close the work session on Senate Bill 165. And I do believe that completes our work for the day. Chris, is there anything else we need to take up?
No, Madam Chair, that is your agenda for the day.
Okay, thank you, committee, and thank you, witnesses. And we are adjourned.
Thank you.